Just play it up.
Taco Tuesday, Tuesday afternoon edition. Thanks for listening, y'all. Cold World Podcast.
Ghost Protocol. I'm back.
Enjoy the Styles P. Enjoy Tuesday afternoon's episode. Thanks for listening.
Scheming on the paper, cause I've been doing my thing since B Street Breakers. Kareem was on the Lakers, Magic got drafted. DJ Red alerted, Mr. Magic got blasted. Good old days. I was just a youngin', wishing my mother had money like Philip Drummond, thinking of killing something. Killing something. This poverty is rougher than the Brillo pad. Poor ass folks was wishing that they was middle class. Middle class folks was dreaming that they get rich. Now I'm high in the Benz, just leaning up in the shit. Black America. White America, right. The green dollar bill to show you a person's character. Green. Flipping like Barnes and Platoon, Tom Berenger. Is it religion or relying on gin?
You want me to stop and grab us something to eat while you're in your thing if you want? Think you might be hungry?
I'm good.
Okay. I'm going to grab something in. Maybe go get a little burger or something like that. Before, because it's going to be about an hour, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go grab some lunch and then just probably eat in the car. We're on the way to Michelle's little doctor's appointment. Just a little regular physical, you know. So I'm just going with her. Do you want me to go inside and wait with you? Or?
It would be awkward because it's all women.
Oh, okay.
And usually most people are wearing robes.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right, I'll go grab some food. Oh, you know what? Maybe I'll go, since we're by the lake, which one? We at St. Mary's? Maybe I'll go grab like a burger or something, or a little slice of pizza or something, and then go by the lake or something.
Okay.
Chill and maybe get out, take a little walk. Dang, I should have brought Charlie.
Then you're stuck with him.
But then I'm stuck with him for an hour. Right. Yeah, I'll go grab a little something, eat, and then maybe take a little walk, and then just hit me up.
Okay.
When you're ready, I'll be right around over here.
Take him for a walk this afternoon if it doesn't rain.
Okay.
Like a couple blocks.
Okay.
I think it's this women's center we came in one other time.
Yeah, this looks familiar right here.
I'm just gonna pull
up. Okay. Yeah. So I'm gonna go get something to eat. I love you.
I love you.
All right, and I will just let me know when to get you.
My water.
Take some water in case you get parched.
You never know. Parched. No way can I beat that car. I got these clouds on. Could you go on these two?
All right, baby, I'll see you in a little bit. All right. Grab her something to eat anyways. You know what I'm saying? See, that's one of the little good things too about being with somebody for such a long time is you end up knowing what they like. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause she's gonna be hungry later, you know what I mean? So, and I know what she likes and stuff, so I don't even need to really ask. I'll just grab her something. Yeah, let's see. I think I might just hit Culver's up. The thing with Culver's, like Culver's ain't the best like fast food or nothing at all, but they're really good cuz they're consistent. They're very consistent. You know what I'm saying? Like you at least know you're going to get a fresh burger for the most part, so. So I think I'm going to go do that because there's one. I'll just hit the one up on East Capitol. Yeah, I'll just do that. So I'll holler at y'all in a little bit. I'm going to go get a little Culver's. And I'll probably get Michelle the little fish. She likes that cod sandwich they have there. So I'll snatch her up that, and I'll give me a little burger or something, and then maybe, was thinking about a shake, but that stuff would be messing my stomach up, and so I'll probably just get a water. Water's boring, but it's the best, you know what I'm saying? Especially like as you get older and stuff like that, like you got to make sure you're hydrated and stuff, because I know I don't drink enough water. You know what I mean? And like, just because I drink coffee every day, there's people, oh, well, you got, there's water in your coffee. But still though, like the coffee, like, you know, that's not a good balance. Once you throw the coffee in there, it's kind of dehydrating in a way. And I don't know about other people, but coffee ruins my stomach. There's actually some stuff, it's called mushroom coffee. I don't know, excuse me. I don't know if people are up on that. It's called mushroom coffee. That shit's pretty good. And I think I'm gonna buy some more of that actually soon, because it doesn't, it, when I have the, I mean, I don't know what all it's made out of and all that. I don't know if there's mushrooms in it or whatever, but it's called mushroom coffee. And I do notice, like, immediately, like, my stomach wasn't all foul in the morning after, you know, a couple cups of coffee. My stomach felt fine, so I think I'm gonna get back on that stuff, because we had just bought a bag of it to try it, but, you know, went right back to the Colectivo and stuff like that, or the Starbucks, $75 a cup. All right, I'm about to get on out of here, though, and I'll let y'all soon. About to go get me some food, and probably go down and just chill at the lake and wait for Michelle to call me to come pick her up. And, you know, that's about it. Thanks for listening. Really appreciate it. Oh yeah, we're over 1,000 downloads now. Yep. It would be cool to know, like, you know, who the 1,000th person was or whatever. That'd be cool as hell. But yeah, we done hit the 1,000 mark, so we appreciate it. Everyone that's listening, that's downloaded. Man, that's what's up, man. Thank you very much. And now I am almost at the destination to get me some food. Just rolling through here on the east side over here, so. All right, y'all, peace.
Peace and blessings, y'all. We're about to get to the episode. Just watching The Wiz. I love this part of the movie. I like this song. Fun fact too, you know, y'all know Talib Kweli was in The Wiz. Yeah, when he was a little kid. Yeah. Never knew that. Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to play a little bit of that. So I'm going to kick it off. I hope y'all enjoyed the Havoc, you know what I'm saying, from Mobb Deep. Yeah, they're one of my favorites. So I'm going to play this clip. This is from Bakari Sellers, and he's basically talking about black Europeans, you know, / black Republicans.
That he's going through his prosecution, I think that his anti-intellectualism, Stephen A. Smith, confuse that that persecution with prosecution. Like, there is, you cannot compare the plight of my father, who got wrongfully arrested, went to trial, went to prison, right? That is a persecution to the plight of Donald Trump.
Shot at.
Yeah, shot. Not even shot at. Shot. Yeah. Right. So you can't compare that. And I think that he talks loudly. And I think he comes from just a place of anti-intellectualism where he doesn't know. And I think that he's used as a conduit for white supremacy, particularly in these echo chambers. And what happens is white folk, white conservatives are able to be like, when you say dumb stuff like, you know, black people find it relatable that Donald Trump is indicted, right? First of all, it perpetuates stereotypes that we're hyper-criminalized, etc. But when you say that, white folk now look at you and be like, aha, there's even a Negro that says that too. And he's just he's kind of a useful idiot when it comes to things like that. Now, I disagree with his sports takes all the time, right? But that is what it is. But the stakes are too high for that level of ignorance. And so, Jason Whitlock is a different animal. I think Jason Whitlock, Ice Cube, Stephen A. Smith are
they're
all
clowns.
Different lanes.
They're all clowns, I'll say. Same,
but I do think they contribute to an erosion of our culture, and particularly the success thereof.
I don't like the generalization of when they ask those questions. Like, if somebody asked Stephen A.
I'm going to cut off Charlamagne. What he's saying, I don't fuck with dude, so I'm going to skip through his little few seconds.
That's anti-intellectualism. And that's also like a weird level of confidence, because he appreciated the question. So he was like, I'm an arbiter of all things that are black. Let me tell you how black folk feel. But I mean, he used to hang out like Sheriff David Clark. I mean, you heard what he said about, remember back in 2017, you gave him Donkey of the Day in 2017, if I'm not mistaken, 2017, 2018. Because he was like, when J.R. Smith and the players were wearing hoodies, he said that they shouldn't wear hoodies because it would remind white people of Trayvon Martin. Like, what are we talking about? This isn't the first time we've been down this path with him. And so, it's about accountability in our community. So I just called him out.
Straight up. No lies detected, Bakari. That's Bakari Sellers. You know what I'm saying? Brother down there in South Carolina. Just talking about, you know what I'm saying? Black Republicans. You know, people like Kanye. People like Ice Cube. You know, them type of people. That for some, whatever reason, forget who the hell they are and start acting white. All right, check this one out. So this is a white MAGA pastor. His name is Shane Vaughn. And he's basically talking BS. He's talking crap about a black woman. Listen to the language he uses, okay? Okay, now listen to this guy try to prove how he's not racist. Like I was just saying, when they come out and say, no, if everyone knows me, they know there's not a racist bone in my body, they're racist. When you hear them say that, they're racist, and they're trying to explain it away. So he's talking about U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown here. So listen to all the bullshit. Listen to the racist crap that he says. And these are your friends, your co-workers, your bosses, your family members, talking to the whites.
Anyone that knows me personally knows there's not a racist bone in my body. So the problem is Jumanji Jungle, Judge Jumanji Jungle Lips.
So he says there's not a racist bone in his body, and then in the same breath he starts calling her monkey lips and all this other punk bullshit.
The problem with it is this, yeah, because what's coming out of her lips is monkey sense, not common sense. It's jungle monkey sense pouring out of your liberal lips, and you are a curse to this nation. You are a rodent in our republic. Your mindset is messed up. It is the enemy of the people. Disrobe yourself, because you have dishonored yourself. There's Jumanji, there's Judge Jumanji Jungle, monkey lips pouring out monkey mess in the Republic.
3 weeks later.
Anyone that knows me personally knows there's not a racist bone in my body.
So that's what that punk ass, white racist dude, his name is Pastor Shane Vaughn. Shane Vaughn, that's V as in vile, A as in asshole, U as in whatever, G for gangster, H for hater, and N for never mess with people like that. Shane, racist white man Vaughn. And he's a pastor. He tried to apologize. You know what I'm saying? And then he doubled down on it. So I just played that for y'all. I don't want to hear any more of it. But I play that sometimes so people can understand and hear what some of these white people are out here saying. And you can just hear the anger. You can just feel, you know what I'm saying, the hate he has. You know what I'm saying? Craziness. And FYI, y'all can go look this up if you want to, if you think I'm bullshitting. You know, everyone thought Shirley Temple was just this great little person, and she was, and you know, I mean, clearly she was a little ass girl when this happened, so, you know, and she wasn't in control of it, but like her parents could have been like, nah, we're not letting our daughter do that. No, you know what I'm saying? So there again, this shows you who controls and dominates things and makes decisions. Okay? So basically, in the 1935 film, The Littlest Rebel, go look this movie up, it's called The Littlest Rebel. Actress Shirley Temple and Hannah Washington was a black actress, appeared together. Shirley Temple, a renowned child star, portrayed the lead role while Hannah Washington played a supporting character. In the film, there was a scene where Shirley Temple appeared in blackface. And I'm looking at the photo right now. So, don't know who really cares about that or whatever, but just a little FYI. Go look that up. The movie's called The Littlest Rebel. Yeah, little Shirley Temple, they had her dressed up in blackface. So, who do you think the producer was and the director of that movie? Some white guy.
Just play
Taco Tuesday, Tuesday afternoon edition. Thanks for listening, y'all. Cold World Podcast.
Ghost Protocol. I'm back.
Enjoy the Styles P. And enjoy Tuesday afternoon's episode. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Scheming on the paper, cause I've been doing my thing since B Street Breakers. Kareem was on the Lakers. Magic got drafted. DJ Red alerted, Mr. Magic got blasted. Good old days. I was just a youngin'. Wishing my mother had money like Philip Drummond. Thinking of killing something. Killing something. This poverty is rougher than the Brillo pad. Poor ass folks was wishing that they was middle class. Middle class folks was dreaming that they get rich. Now I'm high in the Benz, just leaning up in the shit. Black America, white America, the green dollar bill to show you a person's character. Flipping like Barnes and Platoon, Tom Berenger. Is it religion or relying on gin?
This place could be in Hollywood, not in the hood. It was very phony, but you did good. The eighth wonder of the world. Anyway, good. I'm glad you guys came out. This is great. No, they always trick black people to come somewhere to arrest them. They call it a sting, I think. Before I get to do what I'm going to do, I'm going to talk to you for a little bit because, I don't know, white folks just went crazy. I don't know if you've seen Planet of the Apes. White people are on drugs, trust me. If you've seen it, it's a little scary, isn't it? But the little prostitute of ape looks like Joan Rivers. That made me laugh. They're living in real strange times. I mean, they've been looking for this little Jewish girl in Washington. You know, the one that's missing, which is scary. Because for my feelings, I just think she was pregnant. I just think it was her body that was a problem. Because they could have had her set up, murdered, raped, killed, all this stuff. But her body, she'll never be found. Because she was pregnant by Congressman Serial Killer. And you notice that white people have the complexion for the protection. They're always protected. When white people do dirt, there are excuses. They were molested as children. They were loners. They were a nerd. This is all you hear. You know, whenever white people get in trouble, that's what you keep hearing. Reasons why they're crazy. Black folks, niggas are just crazy niggas. But white people, there's an excuse for them. And this one white man they had on death row, the CIA, I mean, every day was an excuse. They couldn't kill that white man. He has a cold, we can't do it today. It may have been a mistrial. But this man has admitted just blowing up children, women and children. Them white people tried their best not to kill that white man. They just can't bring themselves to do it. They were marching, lighting candles, singing. It's against God. We've got to save them. Let there be somebody black on death row. This is what they do with the candle. No, this is reality. And that's why I'm having this love affair with the Chinese people. I am into Chinese people. Every time I see the Chinese, I kiss them. They're not scared of white folks. I finally found a race that are not afraid of white people. I love the Chinese. They didn't give a damn. They weren't giving that plane up. Well, they finally sent it back in little Chinese puzzle pieces. But the white folks was over there all up in their face. You know, we want the plane back. Talking all that stuff. They even sent that black man, Powell, they sent him over there. They told him, he said, wait a minute, nigga. Wait, now just a minute. The last nigga over here up in our face, we put on a box of rice. You better go on back to Washington.